Base ER, Tuesday the 24th of April, Diane Chanoch Friedman, more shyness on Choshen Mishpat.
Well, the first question I'd like to pose to you today is, if someone asked his friend, I'm giving you £100, buy me an S-rig. Now, when he got there, or he could have done the same question, £100 and buy me a suit, thank you. And he got there, and he saw it as a bargain. He could get a £100 S-rig for £50. Now he has two choices. He could spend only £50 and get him a £100 S-rig, or he could spend £100 to get him a £200 S-rig. And the time is short. He can't get the person who sent him. He just said, here's £100, get me an S-rig. So he doesn't know what the person would want. What should he do? What should he do? Should you give him back £50 and get the S-rig, which is worth £100 for £50? Or should you spend the whole £100 and give him a £200 S-rig? Same question with a suit. Same question. Any ideas? I want to ask Choshen Mishpat. Why? Why? How do you know? On a suit, it could be I want a certain. A suit asks the same question. Could I want a certain level? I don't have to look like a prince. I want normal to look nice among people. Maybe the £50 is worth more and more to me than the other one. I mean, that is a small when you say two, but it's a small the opposite too. I was already answering the mitzvah. Kareem was already answering.
The best issue you can have is suits a difference.
First of all, even a hitter, maybe the whole hitter mitzvah is a shlish. There's more than 50%. You know, McQueen didn't give more than another 50%.
He wanted to bargain, he would have told you to bargain.
So what?
He wanted to bargain.
Well, bargain. He thought the son was. He thought the son wanted certain prices. Now, they said, oh, if for sure, if you know the nature of the person, then you definitely would go after the nature. If you know his nature, the person is the person. But we're talking about when you don't know.
His budget is £100. Get what you can for £100. That's what he told him.
Yeah.
That's my budget.
He didn't tell him that either. He just said he was £100 for a suit. I mean, if you have somebody not been answered by a suit for £100 or a camera. Here's £100, get me a camera. Now he could get him a £100 camera for £50, or he could spend the whole £100 to get him a £200 camera. What would you say there? Say the same thing or not?
I think it's quite normal that a person would come back and say, I went there, I got what you wanted, it was cheaper, here's your change. I think most people would be happy with that.
Well, so if they won't give him the change.
Oh, here we go with this.
What? The myth of Essen is different.
But not only, besides Essen, even by the suit, the same thing. But even there, there's a difference. Spending the shleish, the man may have spent more on the shleish already. Either mitzvah requires you to give a third more, not 50% more. And it may have been beyond the hitter, and even getting a £100 answer may have also been beyond the hitter mitzvah. We don't know.
Yeah. I think he expects his friend to behave as if his friend would behave himself.
That's also not certain. He didn't realize there was any doubt.
Can he buy it for £50 and sell it for
£100? Boom. First one can't. The one who sent you may have the business advantage that if you buy him the better one, then he can resell it. That's another. That if you buy him the better one for £100, he can resell it for £200. That's also a possibility. At any rate, this question can be pondered, but I think those who learned about Yomi, you're going to see that it's a focus, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in the last daf in Mila, daf Chof Aleph, daf before the last. So you're practically there. So whoever learns daf Yomi, you'll see inside if it's comparable. There's a situation in the Gemara. The only time, always, if you send a shliach to do something for you and he does an avera, So ein shleich is avera. But by meira, the halacha is that if you send somebody to do it, and he does what you wanted, so the one who sent him gets the avera by meira, special pasuk. Meira means to use hektish improperly, b'shogeg. But only if the shaliach did what you wanted. If he did something else, that's his responsibility. Now, there's a situation in the Gemara that you gave him two prutos, two dinarim, and you told him, with one buy me, and you told him to use these two prutos and buy me an esrig. He comes back, and with one pruta he got an esrig, which was worth two. So, the Chachamim say that the Meshaleach, the one who sent you, is Moal, because he did your Shlechut. He did what he did. He got you an Esrig, which is worth two, even though you spent one. You had it ready to use for something else, then you're Moal. But he fulfilled your Shlechut because you asked for an Esrig, and you spent two on an Esrig, and the guy who spent one.
Where was the meter?
So it was belonged to her, it was money of Hektish.
He bought it from Hektish?
He had used, by mistake, the money of Hektish to buy the Esrig. So it says that he gave you two for the purpose of an Esrig, and you got for one the value of two, the Chachamim say that the Meshaleach is Baal. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you didn't do my shlichus. If you would have gotten, the fellow says, what do you mean? You told me to spend two for an esrig, but I got for one what was worth two. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you would have used all two, you would have gotten me an esrig which is worth four. So this is a machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. In this circumstance, what a person should do, if it's considered doing his shlichut or not. The reasons can be thought about, but it seems to be a machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And we paskin, we paskin aloha karabim, like the chachamim, the Rambam paskins that the din is, that it's considered he has done his shlichut, his shlichus, when he bought for one the esrig that was worth two. So according to this, the Shabbat did is that you would buy the camera or the suit or the esrig, which is worth 150, and return the change. That's the halacha kechachamim.
Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that even if he bought one for the full two and got twice the value, so to speak, that he's also not done the
job. No, he says here
he spent the whole two, but he brought back what he didn't tell him to bring.
No, he says that apparently it was Mashway Woody. He says over here you didn't do it. He didn't say. He says because he has a tanya, you should have done the opposite. If God was not good, he has no tanya. He says you should have done the opposite. Apparently, if you would have held, you should do the opposite.
So the Chachamim
can say to the Meshaleach.
So the Meshaleach can say to the Shliach.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say that.
This is the Machlokes of the Chachamim. Chachamim said, you could say, I got you what you was worth. But Rabbi Yehuda said, you should have gotten me the other one. So, says Rabbi Yehuda said, you should have gotten the other one. But we ask it like the Chachamim. That the halacha was that he could tell him that I got you what you want. Well, that's one question. Now I want to ask you another question. What do you think? The people in business. Somebody borrowed money from you and he doesn't pay, you know. Now, you have the ability of getting to give you money, but you have to tell him a fib. You have to tell him he's giving you for a purpose or something else. Are you allowed to do that? In other words, he's clearly... The man owes you the money, he's not paying. Can you trick him into giving you money that he actually owes you and then keep it for your debt? Are you allowed to do that or not?
Yes.
Understand the question? He doesn't pay. So for instance, he has a grocery. And for instance, apples sell for whatever it sells, a pound, a kilo. So whatever the retail price is, I'll tell him to send it, and then I'll say, okay, you didn't pay me. I'll keep it. What? I am not allowed to tell him something which is a sheker, and nor as we refine a mashal in we find, for instance, in Midvar Shechar Tichon, we find Dake Shalom. We are allowed to tell a person, for instance, it may not be that way. Or if a person bought a suit and he can't return it, you can tell him, it's tremendous. Even though it may not necessarily be. But there's certain that Taylor we found in Dake Shalom, for instance.
But then it's
the
reason, because in his eyes, it's okay.
That's another thing. Even if it's not, if it's the only way Dake Shalom more revers than Abriyas, there are certain things that are allowed to do with the Dake Shalom. There are certain things. Now the question is, when the other person is stealing, and the only way to do it is if you tell them something which is not an absolute truth. Are you allowed to do that or not? What do you think? Anybody have any opinions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Okay, very good. There's a raya from this, from a Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Daled. The Yavitz brings a raya from the Gemara there. There's a story in the Gemara in Gittin Yud Daled of an Aleph that tells us that there are people who owed money, a husikach, and they're not paying. And one of their moroyim sent a shaliach to go get it. So the halacha is that the one who borrowed money has responsibility for the money if he sends it on the way until the money gets to till the ma'ab. So these guys were willing to give it to the shaliach only on condition if the shaliach accepts responsibility for the money on the way. And he's not obligated. The obligation is really on the lawyer. He's the one who's obligated to they ask the shliach, are you willing to accept responsibility for the money on the way? So he said yes. Then once he took the money, he says, I'm not accepting responsibility. So they wanted him to return it. So he said no. So the Yavitz brings it right up in this Gemara that if somebody owes you the money and it's his responsibility and he's not willing to pay, then you're allowed even to tell him something which is not an absolute truth in order to get him to pay. That's the Yavitz Raya from the Gemara and Gittin Daf Yud Daled. Now I'll ask you two cases where we have an opposite deal in an opposite scenario, and you'll tell me what's the difference. This is what Allah HaFol doesn't pay you. Allow him to tell someone not an absolute truth in order to get the money that he owes you. That's the first thing. That's the more getting it off your dollar. Now, the first shach in Siman Ayin Hay in Choshe Mishpat tells us a din that the fellow is a thief. He's not paying you, so you come to court, you don't have witnesses, so he's going to deny it. Nothing can do. Are you allowed? He owes your company, your three people. So are you allowed to come to say, I have no witnesses? You two don't tell the Beis Din that you're personally involved. You be the witnesses and say, tell me, owes me the money, and then we'll get the money that we're supposed to. You're not allowed. And the same thing is, even though he's a liar, but a false oath this man would not take. Are you allowed to ask him for double the money in order to make him take a shvua? And all you should have to take an oath. So you're not allowed to. Even though at the end of the day you only want to collect the money that he owes you, and that guy's a thief, he's not paying, but this is something you're not allowed to do. So what's the difference? Here we said that a fellow is stealing from you, and the only way to do it is by telling him something that's not the whole truth. You're allowed to tell him to get your money. And here the thing is, you can't ask for double in order to make them pay a shvua, or you can't want two people be the witnesses and say that he owes the money, which is true that he owes the money, but you can't do that. That you're not allowed to do. So what's the difference between this case and that? And I'll ask you a third case also. There's another halacha, that in a Beis Din, if one of the three judges is of the opinion that the other two are making a very bad mistake, so, and they're going to win the case, two out of three. So, there is the halacha that if one says, I don't know, so what do? You add more judges, you add more dayanim. So, is he allowed to say, what does he want? He wants to add more dayanim, because he hopes there will be more dayanim that will come and say what he feels is the truth. Is the dying allowed to say, any idea? I don't know, in order to remove the dayanim. Is he allowed to do that, even though he knows? He's got an opinion, but is he allowed to say any idea, in order they should add dayanim? So, on the one hand, this kabbalah is he wants to get what he feels is the truth. On the other hand, he says something which is not true. This is a machloket in the poskim. In Simon Yadal and Shulchan Aruch and Kasha Mishpah, Pesach Tshuva, bring that this is a machloket, whether you're allowed or not. So we have three cases. First case is, we said you are allowed. The second case, you're not allowed. And the third case, you have a machloket. Anybody have any thoughts what there should be a difference here among the cases? Why it should be this way?
In the case of the Dayan,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, he can accept, although he's come to a conclusion, there is room for that.
If he feels it's clear, it's a third by Mishnah, he has somebody else. That's for
him. But he sees the two other Dayan and think different, so he can say any of that.
Okay, that's another, maybe cannot say this, he cannot say this.
That,
so he should not, because he really knows. You could just say it's his opinion, maybe they're right. But I just want to give you this scenario. If anybody has any thoughts, the difference should be, the difference is, there's a difference between the Iser and Midvar Shechar Tirchok in Beis Din and outside of Beis Din. Outside of Beis Din, we found, just like we found Daki Shalom, that at certain times a person could say, it's a good look, to make a person feel good, it's a good looking suit, if you can't exchange it. There are certain coolness in Dvar Shekhar Tirchot. So, the same thing is, Anokhi Eisev Bechorecha, outside of court, if Ikish is felt, a person doesn't pay, you're allowed to. But in Beis Din, the love of Dvar Shekhar Tirchot is absolute. Therefore, in court,
if they're liars, it's not a proper question.
No, who's lying? Not the
best. No?
Who's it? Who?
Who's three?
So, not talking about, they're talking about, well, they're not the liars, they say that they're doing it on purpose. They're making a mistake. But we have two cases. One case, you're not allowed, the three people, you owe you the money, the two should say, be witnesses, and say he owes the third party. That you're not allowed. Because in Beis Din, the Iser Dvar Shekhar Tirchot is absolute. There are no kules. That is absolute. In court, you have to say only the truth. Alpha Fish are never MS. Ela Sose, Ela Vegas Shayer. That's principle in Tosis, getting that down on the ladder. The third case, where we said we're a Dayan, we thought two are making a mistake. Well, it's questionable, we could say any idea. Now the question is, to what case to compare it? Should we compare it to the first case? To the case of a person outside of court, where a person took from you and he won't pay? Because should we compare it to that case? And we said you are allowed? Or should we compare it to the case in court that you're not allowed to make them take a shvur by asking for double, which you're not allowed? We say there's a difference between the Isra and Dvar Shekhar Tirchot in Beis Din court and Beis Din without. So, the third case, what would you compare it to? The third judge could say any idea. Would you compare it to the second case in Beis Din for asking for more? Or would you compare it to the first case? The case of the person privately. What would you say? What would you say? Any answers? What?
Neither. What? Neither. It's a separate thing here.
So you explain us why. Tell us why. The answer is in court, but the dying by saying any idea is closing the case. So there could be a difference. In a court case, yes, me too. But if there's no case, that could be the different issue. By saying any idea, he's closing the case. You have to get new judges. He's been misalic himself in the din.
But he remains in the best, in the
just. But he's not a big kid, so you're picking. It's any of theirs, like it's Messiah to do that. That's the Sifu of the Dayanim. So, so at this point, he was just misogynistic that there should not be a psalm being. So maybe that's different. That's why in this case there's a machlokes. So we have three cases. One, the din is clearly yes. One, the din is clearly no. The third case is a machlokes. Now, I ask you another question. Fellow comes, he rented a deer, it was a case of fellow renting a deer in Bnei Brak for Shabbos. He rented a deer in Bnei Brak for Shabbos. And right, comes there 5 minutes before Lich Benchin, and he sees there's no mezuzah. So the halacha is, in Chutz Lawrence, if you rent up to 30 days, you don't need a mezuzah. Machlokas, but then, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is, immediately need a mezuzah. But the halacha is that first on Shabbos, if you have mezuzah fell down, then you can live there on Shabbos, because since mezuzah is not allowed, it's an essay. And this is essay, if you can't fulfill it, so then you're not obligated. The same thing is tzitzis. If somebody tzitzis our pasul on Shabbos, he can continue to wear that baguette, because tzitzis are mezuzah to make it. When you can't make it, Shabbos you can't make it, so there's no mitzvah. It's not like a log, like eating something which is not kosher, makes no difference. You can, you can't, so that you can't, so you're doing an aveira. Here the whole mitzvah is to do if you're able. If you're unable, there's no mitzvah. So the question is, can the person say, here's the dira, you can't make it, there's no time. So the dira is fit to live in, so you have to take the deer, or could the person say it's a megachtalus? I want that deer on the mezuzah, so I'm gonna, if I find a place in the 2 minutes before Shabbos, I'm going somewhere else. I'm not gonna stay in this deer. Does he have to pay the rent or not? What do you think, Rabbi Say?
It's very clear that he wouldn't want to live in such a place.
But if there's no obligation to have the mezuzah for Shabbos, there's only there for Shabbos.
But we know that you wouldn't want to live in such a place.
If he did live, he has to pay me. I'm not moving in.
Just for Shabbos. He's very good.
I'm not staying there.
That's the question. If it's a megachtalus, he doesn't have to pay. If it's not a megachtalus, then he has to pay for the Shabbos. That's our question.
Let's say that besides the fact of fixing a mezuzah, I also wanted the shmirah of a mezuzah.
Oh, that's a good question. You see, mezuzah, besides the mitzvah of the mezuzah, it's also a shmirah. So it could be that spot, like it was supposed to be insurance on the sale also. There wasn't. But then you yourself have to know how important the insurance is. If you rent in a place for one day in a hotel, in a room, and you found out normally hotels have insurance, if there wasn't insurance in this room for that day, would it make you a megachtalus? Could you say it's a megachtalus? Or not, depending on how important the insurance clause is. That's,
you see, by the fact that he looked somewhere else and he wasn't happy.
Exactly. The question is, making a room there.
Did he stay there or didn't he stay there?
He didn't.
And he found somewhere else.
He didn't stay there.
No, he moved as he went some found somewhere else. That's the question. Can you obligate him to the contract or not? Is that a room that a person would want? But that's a good svara. That since a person wants the mezuzah, not only for the chiyah, but for the shmira, then there's a room to say that it's a mekachtoyetz. Now, let me ask you another case. We still have another few minutes. Until 9, right?
Yeah.
There is a question many times in Eretz Israel. There are buildings, several floors, like a 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 story building, and there's elevators. So, fellow lives on the ground floor. He hardly ever uses the elevator because he lives on the ground floor. Is he obligated to pay the cost? You see, it's a general co-op, and
everybody uses, pays according to for the public needs. Is he obligated to pay also the fellow on the first floor, which hardly uses the elevator? Is he obligated to pay or not?
Yes.
Well, that's for the reasons. Very good. Very good.
You're assuming there's no contract.
There'll be a document contract. You look and see what it says.
Right.
They do not say anything specifically about an elevator.
You have to do what's normal. And
so let's, if there's a minute, you go after the minute.
Yeah.
So let's go. But let's speak. If there's neither a minute nor neither a specific contract,
but
they all pay for public needs. So what would you say in this circumstance?
He has to pay. There could be a garden, but he doesn't use a garden. You've got to pay for all the
stuff. Well, a garden is meant for everybody to what it stands. But out there on the first floor is not meant for a person who lives on the ground floor.
That's the same thing with the roof. Maybe only the top guy has to pay for a repair of the roof.
Well, if the top roof gets broken, it's going to gonna ruin everybody. It's going to sink in.
It won't come right to the ground floor.
You could argue. You could argue, but it's not necessarily the same. That's
utilities have to be paid for in the building. You can have anything. That's definitely a good.
But you see, they're different. All those things, a tennis court, a garden, are meant for everyone to start with. An elevator is not necessarily meant for the person who
goes up to the top floor.
Once in a while, but not as a general rule.
Why do you need a lift?
Well, if he lives here on the ground floor,
he wants to go up to see his neighbor.
Everybody wants to. Some people come from the street also once in a while. But it's different from a general establishment. But there is a good story what you're saying. But I'll tell you what the crux of the issue is. There are two different dinim in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha, for instance, the needs of the city. That if most people need it, a meal don't need it, so the meal don't have to pay. And needs of a city, like needed protection, that's one type of thing. So for that far, you could say the person at the bottom doesn't need it. But on the other hand, there's a halacha of things which are shutfim. People are partners. Something which belongs to all the shutfim, the partners. So there, every partner pays because he's a partner. So the difference would be, in a co-op, you're a partner in the entire building. In other words, the elevator belongs to this one just as long as to everybody else. So it's different than a case of a public need, like a city perhaps needs a wall or needs this. So if only a majority of people need it, and the minority don't, then the minority doesn't have to pay. This is in Simon Kuf Samar Gimel, Siv Gimel and Siv Vav, in the Sman and the Gra, there in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat. So, in the case of the elevator, we would compare it to the case of partners, not to a case to a city need. By city need, if there's a million people who don't need it, so there we could say that since it's nothing but you're a partner, just each one pays according to his need. So if there's someone who doesn't need it, or a group of people that don't need it, then could be their partner. But here we're talking about a partnership, and everybody's a partner in every part of the building, including the elevator. Therefore, the person on the ground floor would have to pay there also.
What was the answer about the mezuzah not coming?
What?
What was the answer?
To that could be as a magnetized. Okay.
Just go ahead.
All right.